1st of December, 1832. On a day such as this, I should be happy. It is a winter Sunday, delicately touched by the hand of God. Yesterday there was a bitter wind from the east and heavy skies and snow flurries, but this morning there is a perfect calm, and the mountain looks as if it has been gently dusted with chalk powder. There is not a single cloud left in the sky, and through the window of my little dressing room, I can survey my domain of bare trees and bleached fields and stone walls and cottages. Out in the Coombe, at least 15 columns of smoke rise vertically from hearth to heaven, showing me exactly where Mistress Evans and Mistress Jenkins and the rest of them are stirring their warm buttermilk, or boiling their tea water, or making oat porridge. A golden sun throws long shadows. There are four red kites wheeling in the sky above Ticanol Wood, and closer to home there is a single buzzard scanning the frozen ground on the common for anything dead or alive that might provide a meal. I should be happy, for I am surrounded by love. My dear Bessie is still here after more than 35 years of employment at the Place as housemaid and then housekeeper. She is my most valued friend, and the one to whom I turn when my equilibrium is disturbed by events or gossip or men or wild imaginings. I insist that she knows me better than I know myself, and without her I would be like a rudderless vessel in a storm. Liza is another who is still here, my gentle handmaiden who first came to the Place as a wet nurse for Brunach, my foundling and adopted son. She comes and goes each day, but her daughter Gweno entered my service some years ago as kitchen maid, and she lives in the smallest of the servant rooms. I love her as a daughter, and I swear that I have never encountered a young lady of such high spirits. My cowman Will works here, but lives with his family in his own cottage on the edge of the common, and my headman Shemi also comes up to work at the Place every day between dawn and dusk. His middle son, Gomer, lives beneath my roof, in the room that used to belong to Billy, and he looks after the gardens and the stables. He is in love with Gweno, but she is in love with one Bobby Morris, and that makes for hilarious complications. Nor have I any reason to feel isolated and abandoned, for Brunach and his little family are but a short drive away at Place Llanachaya, and I see them at least once a week. Betsy and Johan and their three boys are in residence nearby at Brithdeer, and I see them whenever I can. Their youngest one, Owain, is now 3 years old, and I am besotted by him, just as a grandmother should be. He is the most delightful of children, but indeed I am truly blessed by all four of the new generation.